This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Narang Koyang. Prime Minister Narendra Modi expressed gratitude to Slovak Prime Minister Robert Fico for Slovakia's support in advancing negotiations on the India-EU free trade agreement, saying both sides would work towards early implementation to benefit industries, startups and traders in both countries. Addressing a joint press address along with the Slovak Prime Minister in Bratislava today, Prime Minister Modi said the successful conclusion of the FTA would mark a significant milestone in India-EU economic relations and open new opportunities for bilateral economic engagement between India and Slovakia. Highlighting the growing role of technology in the partnership, the Prime Minister said digital technology will be a key pillar of future cooperation between the two countries. He noted that a memorandum of understanding signed on digital technology would unlock new possibilities in digital public infrastructure and innovation-led collaboration. Chief Minister Pema Khandu today inaugurated the Arunachal Pradesh Bamboo and Cane Technology Center at Gungu near Itanagar and described bamboo as one of the state's greatest natural strengths capable of driving sustainable economic growth, entrepreneurship, employment generation and environmental conservation. Speaking on the occasion, the Chief Minister said the newly inaugurated center would play a pivotal role in transforming vast bamboo resources of Arunachal Pradesh into value-added products while creating livelihood opportunities for local youth, artisans, self-help groups and entrepreneurs. The Chief Minister appreciated the efforts of the Arunachal Pradesh Bamboo Resources and Development Agency, the Forest Department and all stakeholders involved in establishing the technology center. He said the facility would serve as a hub for innovation, skill development, value addition and commercialization of bamboo-based products. MLA Namsai Chow Jingdu Namchum today visited the site for the establishment of the industrial park for food processing industries at Namsai and reviewed the progress of the ongoing works. In a social media post, the MLA said that the ambitious project reflects the visionary leadership of Chief Minister Pema Khandu and the dedicated efforts of the Deputy Chief Minister Chona Mei towards accelerating industrial growth, generating employment opportunities and strengthening the value chain for farmers and entrepreneurs. He added that the park will emerge as a key driver of economic development and self-reliance in Arunachal Pradesh. The 4th Sub-Junior State Ranking Badminton Tournament 2026 commenced today at the Khelo India Indoor Badminton Stadium, Itanagar. The tournament is being organized by the Capital Complex Badminton Association under the aegis of the Arunachal State Badminton Association. The championship has attracted participation from 21 districts across Arunachal Pradesh with a total of 174 players competing in 11 events. Altogether, 287 entries have been received and 276 matches are scheduled to be played during the tournament. The tournament will continue until Wednesday. Two artists from Arunachal Pradesh, Rumi Taki and Domin Karbak, have been honored by Sangeet Natak Academy. In response to the news, Chief Minister Pema Khandu has congratulated both artists on the achievement. In a social media post, Khandu informed that Rumi Taki has received the Ustad Bismillah Khan Yuba Purashkar for her outstanding contribution to folk theatre and traditional folk dance. Meanwhile, Domin Karbak has received the Sangeet Natak Academy Award for his exemplary contribution towards the preservation, promotion and enrichment of the cultural heritage and indigenous traditions of Arunachal Pradesh. The Special Intensive Revision Phase 3 exercise officially commenced in Tawang districts today, with booth-level officers starting door-to-door visits to ensure an accurate, inclusive and updated electoral roll. The BLOs conducted meeting with village elders and booth-level agents representing various political parties. The finishing course program 2026 commenced today at Government ITI Pangin with the objective of equipping trainees with essential skills for employment and entrepreneurship. The program is being organized by the Department of Skill Development and Entrepreneurship, Government of Arunachal Pradesh, as part of its commitment to building skilled and industry-ready youth. That is all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.